This week, we wake ourselves up with a refreshingly novel and stimulating question. Justin Smith.
Why is it that at the office I get so tired I could just about die? Every day is like this, but yet on the weekends I don't suffer. Am I just bored at what I do? Is it lack of oxygen?
What's the scientific rationale for this? Dr. Tom Manley.
I think a broad assumption, obviously, is that the things that you're doing in the office are less interesting and less enjoyable than the things that you're choosing to do at the weekend. But I think with any task, we can see that there's a sort of dynamic interaction with the degree to which it captures the resources of the brain that are needed to do that task. So if we're doing a task which is very interesting and salient, it's offering lots of stimulation that capture our attention. If you think about things like novelty, if it's very new, that will tend to capture our attention. Or if lots of very exciting things are happening very quickly.
Frequent flurries of interesting, novel and salient tasks. Does that sound like your work? Perhaps Justin's work is more like this.
Watching paint dry, watching test cricket. All our effort is involved in monitoring whether our attention has moved onto the task or has moved away from it and keeping it there. And that's what we experience as this subjective sense of effort. And it's easy to see how some tasks that we do in the office would more easily fit into that category. We've done it many, many times before. It holds very little interest or excitement for us.
And are there any differences between weekend activities and what you're up to at work?
Maybe how sensitive the task is to a lapse in attention. So if you're in the office doing the annual accounts, your attention may wander just for a moment, but that the consequence of that is that everything will be out in the accounts and you'll have to start again. So you'll really notice that lapse in attention. Whereas at the weekend, maybe you're, I don't know, hoovering, pottering around the house. You probably won't even notice if your attention has drifted from the task. It has no consequence. But the real key, if we're able to achieve it, and it's not always easy to achieve, I realise, is if we want to pay attention very well during our work, then do something that you love. That's what makes it easy to pay attention.
Well, I think that's what we all aspire to. Thanks, Justin, for the question and Tom for the answer. Moving on, I'm in South Africa. And whilst there, I came across this gem of a question.
Hello, my name is Ilhamja Dean. I'm from Lanesia in Johannesburg in South Africa, and I'm at the Rancho, also in Johannesburg in South Africa. And my question is, why does fire burn?
What do you think?
Hannah Critchlow, and if you can help Hannah with an answer, then please get in touch via chris@thenakedscientists.com, or you can tweet your hot answers to @nakedscientists.